This is the Brandt and Sherry Podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
You may be one of these people, and if so, you are certainly welcome here. People who call themselves spiritual seekers, like, I'm looking, you know, I'm searching.
Mm-hmm.
I would just say this, just like friend to friend, as much as I can be over the radio to you or whatever, but be open to finding something. Like, there's no point, actually. We're not really searching, actually, if we're not open to finding something. We're not searching for anything. We're only searching if we think there's something to be found. It may be, and this, I would just encourage you to do this, give Jesus a chance. Actually read the Bible, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the Gospels. Find out what he actually did and said. Because a lot of times it doesn't fit what you grew up with. And that could be in or out of the church. Like, there's a cartoon version of Jesus in the church sometimes, and there's definitely one outside of it. Find out what he actually did and said. Be open to actually finding the thing that you're looking for.
Yeah, if you're seeking, but you actually don't think you'll find anything and don't want to, you're not really seeking at that point. It just makes sense.
Like, that's a frustrating journey. If just in life, if you're just looking for something and you never find it, like, where are my keys? Oh, I'm seeking. Now I actually have to find something,
or,
right?
Or worse, what I'm saying is, if I classify myself as a spiritual seeker and mm-hmm. I want to stay there,
oh yeah,
then I'm saying I'm looking for my keys, but I don't have keys mm-hmm. and they don't exist.
Oh, wow.
Then I'm not really looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
So with that in mind, I'll encourage you to look at Jesus. See if there's something about him that you're like, no. Now, it may be that his claims about himself will turn you off, because he equates himself with God, and he does it repeatedly, and it's in all four of the Gospels, not just in some, all four of it. He does it all the time, which is kind of baffling, because some people will say, yeah, I'm into what Jesus said. I don't believe the miracles, but I'm into him, you know, his teachings. Well, his teachings are all about him.
Mm-hmm.
His teachings are a miracle. it's very difficult to do that. The problem is, a lot of times we have a caricature of Jesus in our heads, and it has to do with our neighbor who's an obnoxious Christian, or you know, what TV has to say, or hip people on the internet have to say about Jesus. It's a cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
It's not actually him.
It's even hard, honestly, for some of us to think about Jesus and not get away from the cartoon versions, whether it's, I mean, you name it. It mm-hmm. could be The Simpsons, Family Guy, Daily Show, movies.
Mm-hmm.
There's an attitude about Jesus where he's mock-worthy, something.
Mm-hmm.
Not going off on those shows. I'm just saying that's it's on the internet.
It exists out there.
It
yes.
exists.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it becomes a joke. He's not, though. But it's so hard to get away from that. I would encourage you to think apart from that, because he's so compelling. That's why he gets made fun of 2,000 years later.
Mm.
Something happened, and no reputable scholar thinks he doesn't exist or never existed. No, I mean, that's not even up for grabs. The crucifixion, they say, is one of the best documented events of the ancient world. So something happened, and it's not the cartoon version that maybe you watched.
It can be weird. We understand that. If you're new to the program, well, weird on a number of levels.
It's layered that. Weirdness.
There's a whole lot of weirdness going on here.
But we welcome you. We hope you like Weird Friends, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Brandt. Producer Sherry's here, too. She's got her own quirks.
Thank you.
We'll unpack those
a little
as
later.
Soon as we're done with all of mine.
Talk a lot about Jesus on our show, and that's very different, and it's different from almost any other radio station, Christian or otherwise, because
mm-hmm.
a lot of times it could just be about Christian culture.
Yeah, growing up, I'm amazed at how much I knew about religious and church stuff, because I'm a church kid, and it wasn't until well into adulthood that I realized I didn't know a lot about Jesus.
Yeah, we like to study around him,
mm-hmm.
but I want to know him. I want to see him for real. Because if it's not about him, I want to have a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't come to worship, and this is going to sound horrible to some people, but I really mean this. I didn't come to worship an institution
mm-hmm.
or a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that the Bible now, I understand this Bible is so wonderful because it points to him. So
we will talk about him. And that weirds some people out. And other people, honestly, a lot of people who aren't particularly religious are fine with it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, okay, well, you know, either he's, you know, real or not. So they'll appreciate it.
What did you say about the gospel on Twitter? It It frees
some people, uh-huh, and it scandalizes the rest.
That's Jesus.
Always, yes.
You probably have entrepreneurial ideas.
I do. I'm always popping with business ideas, so I got one. This is dynamite.
Oh, dear.
Somebody needs to do this. Mm-hmm. If you want to remember us with a little cut or...
whatever.
Give it to Cure International.
Whatever you think it's fair. Yeah.
Whatever you want to do. But up to you, this is a genius idea.
It's a little questionable. Why don't you tell Heather? She's on the phone. Let her know what you think.
I think a female will appreciate this. I had a business idea, which is basically it's a red box, but instead of movies, it's shoes. So like if you want
That's
shoes.
That's brilliant.
Thank you.
You didn't even have to.
Say no more.
You don't feel like you need to hear a little more about it, Heather? Or it's just...
No, that's brilliant. Because like, if you want to get a new outfit, or maybe you have like a wedding to go to, or a special event where you're only going to wear the shoes like once.
Yep.
That's brilliant. Yep. You can go. You can get the shoes. You can wear them and return them, and then you're done.
Yeah, I like that part of it. The issue I may have is, okay, so am I getting brand new shoes from the red box all the time, or am I getting shoes that someone else wore?
You're getting shoes that somebody else wore, but whatever.
Whatever.
Oh, that's a little weird.
It's savings. No, it's not, Heather.
See, she's backtracking.
Any kind of shoes?
Yeah, like you want to go running this weekend. I'll drop by the shoe place, the box, and I'll get something.
But someone else has ran in those shoes.
Right, but you just rent them and you bring them back. or like for a fancy occasion, instead of spending $40 or $50 for shoes or whatever it is.
Oh, that's so cute. You spent $40 to $50 on fancy shoes. That's adorable.
You know what? I was rounding up. I was like, Grant, don't be the guy who's naive.
Who says $15.95?
I was about to say $20. But what do you think?
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then you just bring him back when you're done.
You know what? I'm in.
Thank you.
I would probably have to get over myself and the fact that it has had somebody else's feet in there, so it has to go through some kind of like sanitizing system. But overall, sure. It's great.
You can spray whatever.
I'll buy another pair of shoes again.
Yeah, good.
But there's no one But Brant, here, I guess this is my issue. It's a box. So no one's going in there and sanitizing these shoes. So as soon as I put the running shoes back in there.
Anyway,
from using
Amanda,
them,
thank you for patronizing our fine business. What do you think, man? Hey.
I like it.
Thanks.
Okay, that was easy enough.
I know.
You could call it the shoe box.
Ooh. Oh, look at this. Yeah.
The Reebok.
The what? Oh, the Reebok. See? Yeah, I see what you did there.
Shoebox is probably
shoebox
better.
Yes, it is.
I should have stuck with your thing because my thing wasn't very smart. Honestly, when I first heard about this, I thought it was nuts and it wouldn't work. But we signed up for this healthcare coverage plan where people who were believers in Jesus would help cover each other's, you know, health needs that month.
Mm-hmm.
We signed up for it, and when it came our turn, we were having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have money for it. I was making $17,500, and yeah,
for a family.
This is not that long ago either. So people are like, "How did?" Maybe back then that was a lot. No, it wasn't.
So it's you and your wife, and yep. Now you're going to have a baby, and you're making less than $18,000 a year.
And then people, sure enough, chipped in because it was our turn, and they covered it totally.
Totally.
It was beautiful. And we got cards and letters and notes, people praying for us. This is a thing called MediShare. And I've seen this sort of thing work before. It's profound. MediShare is not for profit. They sponsor our podcast, which is great because it's a great fit for us.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're interested in this, this may be the solution for you for health coverage. It's cheaper because it's not for profit. It's profound because you get to pray for the people you're paying for their health needs that month.
And then people are praying for you when it comes to your time that you may need it.
Amazing. So it's really seeing the church function in a way that's like something deeply right about that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, up to you to get more information, but here's the phone number. It's 855-772-5699. 855-772-5699, and you can get more information about MediShare. Yes, it's exempt under the current health plan. You don't have to pay tax penalty. You can enroll anytime, all that sort of stuff. So you may want to check it out. Maybe just the right thing. 855-772-5699. Not buying this, not for 1 second, not for a half a second. It's just, it can't possibly be true.
Well, it's a study, another scientific study. Guys admire their reflection 23 times a day in a mirror, while women glance only 16 times.
Guys look in a mirror more than women.
Yes. 23 times a day.
False.
I used to think that this show was about science and that we loved science here, but it seems that we only learn love certain kind of
science. Well, the methodology is off.
Okay, how?
I don't know. Well, also, because I don't have to know. Because it reached a conclusion with which I disagree. So
therefore.
Right.
I got it.
All right. Ask me how many times I've looked in a mirror today.
How many times did you? Okay.
Once. How many times have you looked in a mirror?
More than once.
Yep.
Yeah.
So no. My study has just shown.
I don't know. Yesterday, when you had your little hair patch on your chin there,
mm-hmm.
I saw you checking it out in the monitor here, not the mirror.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's why I'm not looking today because I miss it. It's like I look so cool. But
so maybe there is something to this study.
My wife thought it was funny. This would be weird. Imagine you are flying to Tokyo. So it's a long flight.
Mm-hmm.
And feel some abdominal pain.
Okay.
And then you give birth. Now, probably should have prefaced this story because a lot of guys are listening.
Right. And they can't imagine it.
They're like, okay, you lost me on that. But it would be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be very odd.
It would be weird. And it did happen to this lady, Ada, did not know she was expecting. And that happens, they say, one out of every 3,000 births or something like that.
Okay.
And she had the baby on Mother's Day.
On the flight?
Wasn't it? Yeah, on the flight.
Like who? Okay.
Yeah. So they had three doctors, I guess, on the flight. They were able to help her and the baby's happy. Little Chloe.
Okay.
I'm wondering, like, I don't know what the airline was.
Uh-huh.
But it would not surprise me if there was some sort of a charge at the end of the flight.
Like, that's a carry-on you didn't report.
You didn't say anything about who's this Chloe person. Suddenly we booked this flight and you
that sounds about right.
So cheating, man. Imagine how cool you would be with this. Oh my goodness, you would steal the fashion show wherever you went.
All right, I'm a little nervous, but what?
It is so cool. Why have we not done this before? It's a hoodie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Chewbacca hoodie. No, I can see you're tuning out. Stay with me. It's covered with fur, heavy fur.
Mm-hmm. Like Chewbacca.
It has
right.
the bandolier thing across it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has the hood with heavy fur on it. You look like Chewbacca.
And you want to do that because...
I just said you look like Chewbacca.
Okay. Asked and answered. Got it.
You've seen The Office. You know who Dwight Schrute is. The actor for that character is a guy named Rainn Wilson. Here's what he had to say on a Facebook video that's going around. I edited it just a little bit to shorten it, but I think this is really interesting.
I think that our systems are broken. I don't think that our political system will ever work. I don't think no matter how great a man... If you cloned JFK and Abraham Lincoln and made them president, it wouldn't matter. Our system is just too corrupt and too broken. I think that science is corrupt and broken. I think health and nutrition, I think the economic systems, the international relations, the environment, everything, the engines of everything are broken. People are scrambling for answers and it doesn't work.
That's Rainn Wilson, the actor. Doesn't work. Things are falling apart. You can feel it.
I think most people would agree with the
yes.
the analysis anyway.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Question is, can we call that sin? Because I think that is what sin is. It's broken. We are broken. And I totally agree with him on that. And it's not going to be we elect the greatest president of all time and, oh, fixed it. No, and it's not just in Western culture or America. We humans are broken, and it's in each one of us.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing he does not say. He's like, the systems. Well,
but it's the people in the systems.
It's me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's me. So, here's the thing about Jesus. I recommend, please, look at him as a possibility that God himself has intervened in that brokenness and was born into it. And he had his own rescue mission. And some people will say, well, I don't want to, Jesus, that's too exclusive. Well, what if that is God's rescue mission? Wouldn't it be actually arrogant of us to say, we reject that because that's not the way we wanted it? Well, people have done that for a long time, but I would encourage you not to. actually take a look at him. Maybe Jesus is right. We are broken and we need him. Check this out.
All right.
That was a little delayed response.
Well, because I never know what's going on here.
This is
going
to be cool. I promise this is going to be really cool.
Okay.
Sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us have worked on this since middle school. And check this out. It's going to sound exactly mm-hmm. like dropping a drop of water into a bucket of water.
Okay. Mm-mm. Oh, there.
There you go.
There was one
that
of
was
those.
Pretty good. That was pretty good.
And you've been working on that since middle school?
The weird thing is, as you listen to that, you might think, that can't be a sound effect. Like, he's just tapping his cheek. No, I was.
Yeah, he was. There's no bucket or water here.
A lot of people have these talents. I want to open the floodgates for you to put your talents on display. Here's the thing.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people can do this on the phone.
Okay.
Do your best thing. Best sound effect thing. But don't do Donald Duck.
Yeah.
Because that's I can't do it, and it frustrates me.
Oh, I thought it's because you just didn't want to hear it.
Oh, no, it's quality. Okay. It's quality. I just get jealous. Here's the phone number. It's 855-90-BRANT. Just leave a message there. Just go, here's the thing I can do.
Oh, this should be good.
It's going to be quality entertainment, Sherry.
Okay, if you say so.
My producer's all about standards and quality and that sort of stuff.
Oh, dear. 855-90-BRANT.
I make lots of sound effects.
Okay.
I can do a goat.
Ooh, that was legit.
That's impressive. Let's hear that again.
I can do like a machine gun.
Okay.
Let's do them at the same time. It'll sound like a goat.
These are killing people.
No. It's just a goat with a machine gun.
He's just shooting it up in the air. No one's going to get hurt. Go.
Okay.
Ready? Right. Here we go.
This is entertaining radio. I'll tell you what. You're not going to hear this on any other show.
Goats with rocket launchers.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, yeah. Where else would you get
I
this?
I have just taken your show to a whole new level.
Good stuff. If you were listening earlier, you heard Rainn Wilson, the actor. He was on The Office. He was Dwight Schrute on The Office. Talk about just how we really need a spiritual reawakening in our culture. The thing is, he talks about spirituality, and I appreciate what he's saying. He's saying everything's broken. Mm-hmm. You can tell. Everything's broken. Like, we can't look at government. We can't look at the economy. We can't look at the environment or anything. It's just going to be like, this will save us. Because everything's so broken.
Mm-hmm.
He says we need spirituality. Here's one thing I would say about that. Totally agree with him. But spirituality is like romance. You can't be romantic without the other. Like, who am I romantic with? I can't just be romantic. So when it comes to spirituality, who am I spiritual with? What spirit? Because that's where the hope is going to come from. Because he's saying, look, we're all broken. No one's going to be able to bail us out here. Well, who then do we turn to? And I love the thinking. I love the honest thinking that we're needing a savior. Are we actually open to considering who Jesus is and said he was? Are we open to it? Read it for yourself. Don't make him into a cartoon. We've talked about this before, but it's true. When I see that, I think he's who he said he was. I believe it. Question for you. Is your dog a genius? They asked this question. They say there are different kinds of dog genius.
Mm-hmm.
Most people do think their dogs are geniuses. Like, I have a really smart dog, they think.
Okay. Now, I know you do not think that about either of your dogs.
You've met my dogs. What do you think? Do you think they're geniuses?
I think that Nigel is sweet. He's a sweet dog.
He is.
And Arfie is...
energetic?
Energetic is a great word, yes.
Yeah, but I'm one of the few people that'll admit that my dogs, like if there's a bell curve, they're way over to the left. Way.
Far away from the genius
part
of it.
I'm not going to pretend. They're like, some dogs are just Einsteins.
Mm-hmm.
And they can do this and that. And I don't know what they're doing.
I've seen your dogs eat.
They do eat.
Okay.
And so these are fairly low-level instinct. They have the instinct thing. They will bark and eat. And then after that,
it's up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brand and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.